Hey everyone, welcome to Candlelit. My name is Mike. If you just stumbled upon the podcast, Candlelit is an ongoing series of small, intimate concerts taking place in West Philly. We've got one coming up on March 23rd, and you can grab a ticket at candlelitmusic.com. They are free, but they are limited. One of the bands playing is Black Horse Motel, a local Philly band, and I got to speak with them, a few of them, recently. And the first thing I spoke with Galen about, who's one of the contributing songwriters, was a little tip he had for noticing which song was written by which person. So let's start there.
An easy test is to listen to the song and decide, does this make me feel sad or does this make me feel angry? If it makes you feel sad, it's mine. If it makes you feel angry, it's Dez's.
You and I will work it down, but we'll paint the whole town red and mud and blood and sweat and tears. Find the guy he's known, make him pay for what.
Galen and Dez split their time as the main songwriters. But on one song Galen told me about, there was an interesting way they arrived at a final decision about who would do the singing.
There was a song that we sort of played around with a little bit back and forth as far as who was going to be singing it. And then finally, I just kind of threw my hands up and I was like, guys, if a man is singing this song, it has a very different message to it. I really think we need women vocals as the lead vocals here, and I can support on choruses if we feel that's necessary, but the lyrical content of this song is really best served by having a female vocal. I've been in bands where I didn't feel it was a particularly safe space for women. I'm hoping that it's not a boys' club just because it happens to be 75% women, but rather that, you know, the four of us working together are trying to create a different musical culture. But if you talk to Dez or Megan or Ryan, all three of them have had that experience in a band before of feeling that they were not given equal say or equal room to be creative or just equal even respect in a band before.
I did get a chance to speak with Megan, the band's drummer, and she told me how different her experience had been in other groups.
You know, you don't talk about X, Y, and Z, or you go to the bathroom at the Khyber when that was like the old Khyber, and the door didn't even lock, and you were one of the only three women in the building, and you had to have one of your guys come over and like guard the door. I mean, it was just like part of the scene.
When some men in the audience start acting like creeps, Megan or Uncle Megan is not shy about telling them to step off.
There's been a few times where Uncle Megan had to be like, hey, you need to leave Dez or Ryan alone because they're hot and they're up front and people want to talk to them. And then people will assume that there's some kind of connection or they can just touch you. It's very strange. They leave me alone because I don't look like a girl who likes boys, and that's fine.
I also spoke with Ryan, the band's fiddle player, and she told me about how in other groups, her ideas maybe were disregarded.
There were times when I thought, is my opinion not being heard because, you know, I don't have male genitalia? I don't know if you can put that on your podcast, but like,
as someone who does have male genitalia, this whole conversation has made me reflective about how I am and how I've been in the bands that I've been a part of. And it sounds like if the space and the community is not welcoming, there are ideas that just can get lost.
If you're not given that opportunity to kind of communicate your ideas and bounce ideas off of other people, you wind up stifling your own musical growth.
Again, that was Galen, Megan, and Ryan from the band Black Horse Motel. They're going to be at Candlelit on March 23rd. Make sure you go to candlelitmusic.com to grab your free ticket. And here is Black Horse Motel's song, Take It Back, from their EP, Parable.
We'll go down, we'll paint the old town red and mud and blood and sweat and tears. Find the guy he used to know, make him pay for what he did, make him regret every scar he left you to carry all alone. Why you cover them with anger, you cover them with fear, cover them with oxy and you cover them with beer. You cover them by hiding every part of you you love. Take it back now. Wish I could ever take it back now. Memory lane, it is never clearly marked. The GPS won't give you warning that you should have left your car. The future's getting close now, and the past is closing in. And closer is the memory of the awful thing you did. She covered them with anger, she covered them with fear. She covered them with oxy and she covered them with beer. She covered them by hiding every part of you she loved. Take it back now, take it back now.
Take it back now.